In the early 15th century, at a monastic center in the Lake Tana region of western Ethiopia, a single artist created this illuminated manuscript of the four Gospels.
Yeah.
Its full-page paintings on vellum depict New Testament scenes from the life of Christ and portraits of the evangelists. The text is in Ge'ez, the classical Ethiopian language. Typical of Ethiopian painting, the imagery is two-dimensional and linear. Figures' heads are seen frontally, bodies are often in profile. The artists abbreviated the facial features and treated the human form as a columnar mass, articulated in bold linear black and red. The four Gospels are the essence of Ethiopian Christianity. This manuscript was likely kissed, displayed during processions, and placed on the altar to mark important events on the church calendar, such as feasts or holy days. In the 4th century AD, the Ethiopian king Ezana converted to Christianity. Christianity became the official religion of a state whose legacy endured in various forms until the 20th century. Around the time this manuscript was made, Ethiopia's Christian kingdom expanded its influence. Monastic centers became increasingly important outposts of state power. They were also the chief sites of Christian art production. During the 16th century, Islamic incursions devastated the region. Most Christian Ethiopian art that predates the 17th century was destroyed. This illuminated gospel is a rare survival.